I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we'll talk about code switching. What code, you ask? Who's switching? We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, we want to tell you about a new poll from the Pew Research Center. That's a group that provides information about the issues, attitudes, and trends shaping American life. And there's a new poll released Tuesday that offers some intriguing insights into racial attitudes in the age of President Obama. Many blacks say conditions for blacks have improved significantly in the past 2 years. Similarly, in the areas of race relations, future progress, and community satisfaction, blacks say things have changed for the better. And this, despite one of the worst economic recessions since the Great Depression of the 1920s. Why? Apparently, the election of Barack Obama has a lot to do with these improved perceptions. To talk about all this, we've invited Cynthia Tucker. She is a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist with the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. Also with us, Scott Keeter. He is with the Pew Center, which conducted the survey. They're both here with me in the studio. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year to you both.
Well, Happy New Year, Michelle.
Now, this poll, which surveyed whites, blacks, and Hispanics, show quite a shift when compared to 2007. Scott, you found, for example, that among blacks, 56% of your sample say the black-white gap in the standard of living is smaller than 10 years ago. In 2007, that figure was 41%. What accounts for this shift?
Well, it is very puzzling at one level because we know objectively that there has been a widening of the standard of living gap between blacks and whites. But across a whole range of measures that you mentioned in your intro, we see this kind of improvement, 5, 10, 15 points better than when we asked the same questions just 2 years ago in the fall of 2007 when Barack Obama was on the scene but not expected to win the presidential nomination by any means or the election. The only thing else that's happened that's big in the interim is the election of the president. And while we can't prove that it's his election that made this difference, I think there's strong evidence in favor of it. I mean, blacks like him very much. They're very positive about him. They see him treating black interests fairly. And so I think that, for a variety of reasons, it is the election.
So you think it's fair to call it the Obama effect?
Yes, I think it is.
Cynthia, what do you make of this?
Well, Michelle, I was surprised initially by the Pew study showing that black Americans were so optimistic about the future, particularly in this Great Recession. That has affected black Americans disproportionately, as Scott just said. But I think in addition to what Scott said, which I agree with, I think that Obama's election was a marker for black Americans that race relations in this country had improved significantly in ways that you can't otherwise easily identify, that particularly racial attitudes had improved among younger white Americans, suggesting that lives for our children might be better than they were for us. But the other thing, Michelle, is that, as you know, black Americans have never enjoyed an automatic assumption of economic stability. We've always wrestled with economic ups and downs, hard times. So in that sense, we may be more resilient and not quite as rocked back on our heels by this recession as many white Americans have been.
Interesting. Just briefly on this whole question of whether race relations have changed for the better or worse. Scott, what's interesting to me, twice as many whites as blacks, that's 15% versus 7%, say race relations have changed for the worse since Obama's election. Now, that's not a huge number. But 15% is an interesting number, and I'm just wondering what you think might account for that. I also noted that 13% of whites surveyed said Obama pays too much attention to black people, so I did wonder maybe that had something to do with it. What do you make of that?
Well, there are two good questions there. One has to do with race relations in particular, and I think that we have seen much more salience to racial issues, even if Obama has made a strong effort not to to make race a factor in the way he's governing, it's come up time and time again. And so that may be a spur to the way some whites are responding. But that percentage, that 13% of whites who think that Obama is paying too much attention to the interest of blacks, is actually, to my mind, a very small number. It's remarkably small. it suggests that many whites are not seeing him through the prism of race.
You know, on the issue of discrimination, 21% of whites say Hispanics face a lot of discrimination. Many Americans see a lot of discrimination against gays and lesbians. 45% of all Americans and 55% of all blacks say gays and lesbians face substantial discrimination. I found those statistics interesting, and also the fact that whites see discrimination against blacks as a far less of an issue than they used to, and far less of an issue than African Americans think that it is now. Scott, if you'd comment on that.
Yes, and I think that there's a useful point to be made that while we are documenting a lot of very positive changes in blacks' overall opinions, blacks still question the basic racial fairness in this country. I mean, on a summary question that we ask, has the country made enough progress in ensuring black rights? A majority of whites say yes, 54%, but among blacks, 81% say no, we haven't made enough progress.
Cynthia, what do you make of that?
Well, I didn't find that number that surprising, Michelle, because bias against Latinos and against gays is still out in the open, explicit. But bias against black Americans has been driven underground. It's implicit, much more than it's explicit now. Stanford Business School came out with a study recently which showed that Jimmy Carter was right, that in fact, responses to President Obama's health care plan are affected by racial attitudes. But they did it with a test that measures implicit or subconscious racial bias. People don't admit this. If a pollster asks them, do you dislike Obama's policies because he's black, the vast majority of people say absolutely not. But if you measure implicit bias, you find that it does play a role. Black people didn't need a test to know that. We already know implicit bias because we know we deal with it every day.
And not to make you the spokesperson for all black people, I promise you, but are you concerned at all from a policy standpoint, from a standpoint of trying to rally concern around issues that do concern African Americans, that this lessening of concern about the basic fairness of the society will make it harder to do that?
It does bother me some, not in terms of policies coming from the government, but in terms of corporate policy. Such things as traditional affirmative action is much more focused, to the extent that there is any, on Latinos today than it is on black Americans. So yes, I think we need to worry a little bit about the fact that white Americans believe that prejudice against black Americans has all but disappeared.
And just one final point on that. It's interesting that 55% of African Americans say gays and lesbians face substantial discrimination. It's interesting just because there's been so much dialogue around the fact of the question of whether African Americans are more homophobic than other groups. Whether they are isn't really addressed by this question, but it does say that they at least perceive an inequity where this group is concerned. Finally, there's an interesting racial difference in perception of Obama's identity. Blacks are far more likely to see the president as black. 55% of blacks say the president is black, whereas 34% of whites say so. Among whites, it's reversed. 55% of whites say he is mixed race. And among Hispanics, it's 61% who see Obama as mixed race. Scott, what do you make of that?
Well, that is a very interesting finding that's occasioned a lot of discussion within our office, for sure. I think that one explanation for it is that Obama consciously presented himself as a candidate for everybody. He did not run as a black candidate, and whites looked upon him very much the way he presented himself, and they see him it's not a big majority of whites who see him as mixed race, but it is a majority. For blacks, I think they recognize Obama not only as a mixed race person, but also as one of them, and they're proud of his accomplishment. And so the identification is he's black.
Cynthia?
I was puzzled by this long before the Pew study came out, because when I wrote about Obama during the campaign season, I routinely referred to him as black American, and I got criticism from some white readers. How dare you call him black? I've long been puzzled by this, because not only does he identify as black, if he weren't president of the United States and you just saw him standing on a street corner, most of us, white, black, or brown, would think there's a black man. So I'm not sure what this is all about.
Well, forgive me, I'm tempted to this joke that even before Tiger Woods' difficulties emerged, that the joke was that he may be Cable Nation, but if he gets into trouble, he'll be black. That sort of thing. I wonder whether that's just the kind of folk wisdom that applies to this situation. It's a very interesting poll overall. Scott, anything else you wish you had asked that you wanted, or anything else you want to know to dig into that you didn't have time for?
Well, we're really enjoying the conversation around this, and we love to hear the explanations for some of the findings, because there are really many intriguing results here that we're going to continue to look at.
We appreciate it. Scott Keeter is Director of Survey Research for the Pew Research Center. You can read more of the report at our website. Just go to NPR.org, go to Programs, and click on Tell Me More. He was also joined by Cynthia Tucker. She's a syndicated columnist with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a Pulitzer Prize winner. We're very proud of that. We keep mentioning it. She was also here with me in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Michelle.